Senator Perry Dozier says the cap and trade program requires the state to post information about carbon credit buyers on a searchable public website. The Waitsburg Republican says that's not happening.
It's for the transparency aspect of the trade. Do we have speculators coming in that are buying credits and reselling credits? Who is it that is buying the credits, and what is the impact on our state?
Dozier says the State Department of Ecology is withholding information the legislature intended to make available when it passed the cap and trade bill.
With an amendment that was supported by both sides of the aisle, it was brought forth by one of our colleagues on the Republican side, and it was actually supported by the prime sponsor.
In a letter to Ecology, Dozier says in the presence of incessantly high gas prices, public perception of cap and trade going forward will heavily depend on the program's transparency. I'm Tracy Ellis.